Thoughts on Haggai. Haggai chapter 1 and verse 1. The Word of God. Of course, this is vital. Haggai is not here to give his own ideas. He wasn't speaking to Judah in his day, telling what he's dreamed up, what he's invented, what he's discovered for himself. He comes as the mouthpiece of God to this people. God is speaking through this man. In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. That's the word of Haggai chapter 1, verse 1. Yes, Haggai was the mouthpiece. Yes, he was the preacher. Yes, he was the prophet. But it was God speaking through this man. Now, God can speak to people, and he did frequently, especially in the Old Testament. He spoke frequently, directly, to people. He did in the New Testament. But God usually speaks. Even in his word, he speaks through prophets, through apostles. And God, in these last days, says the writer of the Hebrews, in this new covenant day, has spoken unto us by his Son at the end of the old covenant and the bringing in of the new. And we believe, of course, the Bible claims it, that all these words from prophets, apostles, and from Christ himself are now laid down in Scripture, settled in Scripture, fixed in Scripture, finished in Scripture, so we can say when we open our Bible, yes, we have a translation, we know that, but allowing for that, we have the word of the Lord coming through Haggai or Malachi or Jeremiah or Paul or Peter or John or Christ himself. We have the word of God. And it was directed to, these two men in particular, but of course it was to all Judah. It was to this governor of Judah and to the high priest, the political power and the spiritual power of God's people. It's in the Old Covenant. We must remember that all the time. But we can say now, as we open the Bible, that God is speaking. He's speaking to Israel. He's speaking to the churches, the ecclesia in the New Testament. He's speaking to believers. He's speaking to unbelievers. He's speaking to all people in one way or another. And here in particular, God is speaking to Judah, these two men. Wonder of wonders, God still speaks through these ancient prophets and apostles and so on, with suitable adjustments and nuances for translation and for the change of covenant. We have the word of God. That's the way we read our Bible. This is how Isaac Watts put it in him, in poetic language. 'Twas by an order from the Lord the ancient prophets spoke his word. Yes, yes. His spirit did their tongues inspire and warm their hearts with heavenly fire. Yes, we can feel the fire burning in their words. You've only got to read Isaiah 53 or read the Psalms and read the prophets and so on. Read Paul in Romans. And he's on fire with what he's saying. He's burning with it. The works and wonders which they wrought, signs of an apostle and so on, signs of a prophet, confirmed the messages they brought. The prophet's pen succeeds his breath, it was written down, to save the holy words from death. Great God, mine eyes with pleasure look on the dear volume of thy book. I've got my Bible open in front of me, Haggai chapter 1. There my Redeemer's face I see, there's his voice I hear, and read his name who died for me. His kindest thoughts are here expressed. Above all, of course, it's not law, it's not the old covenant now, it's Christ and the gospel, his blood and righteousness. It's the power of the Spirit. This is the age and the covenant of the Spirit. His kindest thoughts are here expressed, able to make us wise and blessed. The doctrines are divinely true, fit for reproof, and comfort too. Let the false raptures of the mind, those TV pundits, those chat shows, those professors and all that, let the false raptures of the mind be lost and vanish in the wind. Here I can fix my hope secure. Where? In Scripture, in Christ, by the Spirit of God. This is thy word, and must endure. In the second year or so on, well, may it be in this year, in this day I'm speaking now. May the word of the Lord come to us, brother and sister. I'm only speaking on the word of God, but even then, may God, through that declaration, through that preaching of the word, bring power and life. Yesterday I was preaching on Romans 10:17. Faith comes out of hearing, out of the gospel hearing, out of the very word of God. And the hearing comes by, through this word, this message of Christ, Romans 10:17. And here we have it in Haggai. May God speak to us. It is his word and must endure. These are not the raptures, false raptures of the mind. These are the words of the living God. Amen.